When the ostrich thrush has chicks, the mother teaches the oldest one. She rises to a stick. I saw the little bird teaching, talking to his child. I was lying down, watching her. She told him, when you will have a brother, you will have to raise him, stimulate him to work, to wash himself. And that way the little bird was singing. They flew to the river, where they dived into the water, washing themselves, shaking themselves and flying back to the tree. And that way they grew up. If the little ostrich thrush doesn't listen to his mother, if he doesn't obey, she abandons him. The ostrich thrush stays alone, doesn't have anything to eat, lives on bad diwenyas, those that are already overripe, that do harm, and he died. But on the other hand, if he obeys his mother, he grows up healthy, living on good fruit like the chowra mema.
Hakasir kipe kamutumushin tuwata katopaneri waleiwe waima uspan kuluna kinti waima katamane hakuna yeha waleiwe ikututana mei akul wakan lapat sapayakon mei mutu ituelana ichin makutikatu Tapi papa mesti I atom kita ni wajah main tanah lagi akatan I kita main kita sah I mai hafan I kandang mai kalem asik mai kudana sesapanon akatan tatamat tapanon I mai malaku Mami uhanan kita malakwa.
With its call, the ostrich thrush characterizes the sunrises of the forest throughout the south of Chile and Argentina. The Mapudungun name, Wilki, is onomatopoeic from its melodic whistle. By its beat grows the girls, and the mothers nurse the baby singing.
Tachi wilki puliwen koni wakinil kantun mawisantu meo. Wijible chilemapuka Argentina. Uitukun wilki feitanyu unulul kantun. Wui ken kan tun wanil, cemen pici ke somo, kafe itu punyu ke moyo lu tanyi pu penyen, il kan tun moyo. Moyo ita penyen, wui ita penyen, licit ita penyen, moyo ita penyen.